Well, let's turn now to Florida, where Governor Rick Scott made an announcement today that, in a way, many have been expecting for months.
Four people in our state likely have the Zika virus as a result of a mosquito bite. This means Florida has become the first state in our nation to have local transmission of the Zika virus.
Florida already has nearly 400 cases of Zika. Those cases, however, were all contracted through travel or sexual transmission. Health officials in Florida say that even with these new mosquito-transmitted Zika cases, they are confident that they can contain the disease. So joining us now with more from Miami is NPR correspondent Greg Allen. Hi, Greg.
Hi, Megda.
So first of all, tell us what more do we know about these four locally transmitted cases?
Well, they've been looking at these cases for a couple of weeks now, testing mosquitoes in the area and residents in the area. And they've decided that it's an area that's about 1 square mile just north of downtown in Miami. It's an area called the Wynwood Arch District. This is an area that's kind of been in resurgence in the last several years. It's very popular with tourists and visitors from all around the world. So we have a lot of people who visit there who come from places that maybe where you have a lot of Zika already out in the population. So although in the 2 weeks of testing, they haven't found any mosquitoes in the area, they trap them and then test them. They haven't found any that test positive for Zika, but they've determined that this is, in fact, the first case of local transmitted Zika in the U.S.
Because all the other means of transmission didn't apply in these cases. Okay.
That's right.
Well, you know, I mentioned earlier that health officials say that they're optimistic that they can contain Zika. I mean, with these locally transmitted, perhaps mosquito-borne cases, how can they really be sure of that?
Well, it's one hopes they're sure. This is a state, as you would understand, that they take mosquito control very seriously. Every county has a very strong mosquito control program. So first, you take that, first of all. And also, we've had some experience with mosquito-borne diseases here. We've had an outbreak of dengue fever here. Dengue, a couple of different outbreaks in Key West and then other smaller outbreaks in other parts of the state that they've controlled fairly quickly. Also, more recently, outbreaks of at least local transmitted cases of chikungunya, another mosquito-borne disease transmitted by the same mosquito. And the state has done a fairly good job at controlling that and knocking those back. So we don't really see dengue here, one or two cases a year now, even though it's been out there locally. They think they can do the same thing with Zika, and they're spending a lot of money on it. Governor Scott has got $20 million of state money. President Obama just sent $5 million more. So they're doing this testing and surveillance in the areas, and they're going door to door with handheld insecticide sprayers, spraying for mosquitoes and talking to people about the need to use repellent and to get rid of all the standing water in their around their houses.
So obviously, this is a very large concern, and you know, ever more so for pregnant women in Miami and Florida now, right?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, you know, for your typical healthy person who's not childbearing years, Zika, you know, it's the disease is not that stressful. I mean, very rarely do you have anybody hospitalized. Even more rare do you have deaths from it. But if you are of childbearing years or you have a spouse who could become pregnant, then it's something you have to be concerned about. So that's going to have a lot of people here in Miami concerned of people in those years. Zika has been linked with birth defects, including microcephaly in other places. We've got one case here in Florida, a travel-related case of a baby that was born with microcephaly, and that was someone who was traveling abroad. So we're starting to see it in this country. The concern is that if it went further, that it could be a real problem for pregnant women here. Our Surgeon General in Florida says, though, that she thinks the risk has not gone up for pregnant women as long as they take precautions, wear repellent, and take steps to protect their homes from mosquitoes, that they should be okay.
And Greg, in the last couple seconds that we have, I mean, now that we have locally transmitted cases in Florida, certainly there's a concern that it could move even further across the United States.
Well, it has to do with this one species of mosquito, the Aedes aegypti. They are found mostly on the Gulf Coast area, but they do go up the East Coast and also in the Southwest and Southern California. So we have it there. And they're mosquitoes that like to spend time near people's homes. They like to go indoors. But you just have to drain and cover. Make sure you protect yourself.
NPR's Greg Allen in Miami. Greg, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
It's Here and Now.